two.
Yeah, we had to do another take. It wasn't because we disagreed on anything this time. That was
Nah, this time it's pretty smooth. It was some
because
other stuff going on.
yeah, maybe if this gets like 100 views or something, we'll release what
How about this? How about this? We'll make a deal with the viewers, right? Or not viewers, but listeners, right? If
yeah.
you guys can get 100 views in total, we'll release the previous unsaved, not unsaved, but the unuploaded episode, and
Yeah,
then the one from just now.
if it gets to 150, then we'll release the one we did now. The one that's,
Okay.
trust me
100
though.
for the first one, 150 for the one just now.
Yeah, and trust me, y'all gonna want to get that 150 because that one that just happened is pretty damn
Bruh,
funny.
I kind of low key wanted to keep it in, but nah, it's too
Yeah,
unprofessional, bro.
for
Not
real,
for our
for
first
real.
time back. Speaking of
Yeah.
our first time back, like I said in the little prelude shit, the little one before this, there's been some shit going on in both of our lives, you
Yeah.
know.
You know, grown up stuff, we're growing up. You gotta think, like, we're not, like, I'm not gonna tell you our ages because, you know, like, it's really not anybody's business but ours, you
Right.
know? But, like, just know that, like, we're young, okay? We're really not, like, mega, mega young,
No,
you know what I mean?
don't say that.
Like, but we're young, okay? We starting to, have to do other things, you know? We're not as, has as much free time.
Right.
That,
Let's
if
just
that
say
makes
we're grown ass men, but we're
Yeah,
still little kids. Let's just
pretty
say
much,
that.
yeah.
Let's just say that. All right. So, but don't think we forgot about this. Literally every day we've been talking about trying to make an episode, trying to make an episode. We have just
Yeah,
not
because,
had the same time, like time range to do it.
yeah, you know what I mean? We just haven't always been able to do it. But we're here now, and I hope you all enjoy this episode. So, you
Hell
ready to
yeah.
get into it, bro?
You might as well wait. I gotta do this because I did it in the first one. I just
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
shout out. I'm not gonna shout out every new viewer, but I'm gonna shout out the reoccurring. The homie from
From
Jordan.
Jordan, the
The homie
kingdom
from
of
Jordan.
Jordan, bro.
Shout out to you, bro.
Dude, until we die, as long as we record episodes or whatever you want to call these, for this, we have to shout out the homie from Jordan.
We're gonna shout you out literally every time, bro. Just you. Just
Yeah.
you.
Hey, the homie from Jordan. Text us on Instagram. Mine is jloke.hvk. I want to get to know you cuz you're the
Yeah.
homie from Jordan. Text this dude text Prince too.
Could take you anybody who can message me at, because my chat is open. So you can message me at, isn't it, is it 28 or 17?
I think it's 28.
Yeah, you can message me at OKJ28. My messages are open, but don't try to follow me because I'm not gonna accept your shit. You can give us like advice on future episodes, give us feedback.
Yeah, like what you want to hear us talk about, you know what I
And
mean?
for Blue over here, you could text him on some other shit. I mean, ladies, my man is free. You could hit him up on anything you want.
Yep, 100%. You know, like just text me on Instagram at A44. Oh no, that's not it. That's not it. It's jloke.hvk.
I'll probably drop his shit down in the comments or something like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but just let us know like some ideas and stuff. You know what I mean? Like
Basically,
stuff
yeah.
that like you really want to hear us talk about.
We
So,
want to connect with our listeners.
yep, we want to know like what y'all the type of stuff that y'all like. You know, we like a lot of
Bro.
a lot of stuff from anime to cartoons to like Marvel and DC to Ninja Turtles to like all that stuff. You know what I mean? So just let us know.
Speaking
But
of,
anyways.
this is what we skipped over in the previous one, but I feel like this is low key more like, okay, I'm gonna say this. This is like probably a controversial thing to say, but in my opinion, I'm having a hard time choosing between Kong versus Godzilla in the Mortal Kombat movie on which one gave me more of that excitement, like that movie theater excitement without being in the movie theater, you know?
Well, I watched Kong.
I know yours is probably going to be Kong versus Godzilla, because
I watched Kong versus Godzilla in the movie theaters.
Oh, then that makes sense. I didn't do any movie theater watching, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's keeping it safe, you know what I mean? COVID is still a thing, so.
Yeah, plus I wasn't supposed to be watching either of them. I made a deal with someone, and stuff happens, you know?
Yeah.
I needed content, and there was nothing else besides the most popping shit at the moment, so.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like, Mortal Kombat and King Kong were probably the two most, like, expected, like, everybody was
just looked ready, forward ready to movies, yeah.
In 2021, you know what I mean? I mean,
hell yeah, for sure.
Kong versus Godzilla was supposed to come out over a year ago, last year.
Exactly, exactly.
In March of 2020, and it kept on and kept on and kept on getting pushed back, and then it got pushed back to my birthday, and then it got pushed back to the end of the month, like the end of my birthday month, you know what I mean? So
it's our month, bro.
So like that movie has been wanted for forever. I mean, ever since they released Kong Skull Island, everybody knew that's what they were doing, Kong versus Godzilla. So you know what I mean? So ever since 2016, that movie has been, they've been expecting that movie and wanting that movie, and they finally got it. And I'm going to keep it a band with you. It was kind of a letdown for me. Like, That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a damn good movie. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, the expectations I went into having, like, the expectations I had for this movie, those expectations are, I'm not going to lie.
Listen. They know. They heard the last one, which is why I feel like we have to get on this topic first, because we were both saying the same thing.
Yeah.
We were both saying the same things going into the movie. And now coming out of it, we're kind of just like, okay, going into the movie, we were talking big hype. We were saying,
like, big hype.
Yeah, we were saying, this movie's going to be movie's going to be that.
I'm pretty sure one of us said it was going to be the best movie of, like, the year or all time or something like that.
I think I might have said that. It's because the way they were marketing it, it really felt like it was going to be.
And the trailer looked good as hell. And don't get me wrong, it was an amazing movie. It just, it didn't live up to the expectations because, right. I mean, you got two of the most popular monsters-themed characters of all time, you know? King Kong and Godzilla, they're going to fight, you know what I mean? And, I mean, you did good on the movie, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, when you got a cast like that, like, it should be one of the greatest movies of the year, you know?
And that's just what I'm saying.
It didn't do that. It didn't. Let me put it like this. Godzilla, King of Monsters made me, I was more like, during the movie, I was like, more like, yeah, that's badass. You know, that's cool as fuck. Like, this movie is great than I was Kong versus Godzilla. I think King of Monsters was better than Kong versus Godzilla.
And the way I would put it is like what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. Is like, as I was watching Godzilla vs. Kong, because I watched Godzilla vs. Kong by myself, as I was watching it, I was just like, in my head, I was like, oh, okay, hell yeah, that's sick, like this and that. I was seeing shit and I would be like, oh yeah, that's cool. But as I was watching Mortal Kombat, the movie literally made me jump out of my seat at times and start like fucking
fanboying,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, literally fanboying, having little kid moments all over again, like screeching and everything.
Like, there were some points in the Mortal Kombat movie that had me like that. When they killed Bi-Han, you know, Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
That had me like when Scorpion killed him.
He did the fatality, the OG fatality.
That had me, bro. And not only that, like, we know there's gonna be a second movie. They pretty much all already said that with the whole Johnny Cage shit. Movie. Yeah,
there has to be.
Like, they've already said that. So they killed off Bi-Han, you know.
Yeah, you know what happens when he dies.
Noob.
He comes back as my new favorite character, Noob Saibot.
Bro, I've always been a big fan of Noob Saibot.
I was more of a fan of Ermac. It was for me.
I like Ermac too.
For me, it went Johnny Cage, Ermac, Noob Saibot, and then Baraka. But now, Nightwolf was my fifth, by the way. But it's Noob Saibot, Nightwolf, Johnny Cage, Ermac, when they eventually put him in whatever new game they're gonna decide to put him in.
Yeah, he's not in the 11th one.
There's he's in the crypt. Literally, he dies in the crypt.
Yeah,
but that's
and you
it.
Get the and you get the gauntlet or the medallion.
Yep.
To do the whatchamacallits, the soul things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He falls off that damn building onto a bunch of spikes.
Bro, and he can fucking fly. And I'm just like, how do you, what the fuck? Bro,
like, Air Max can literally fly. And this dude fell onto a bunch of spikes. Like, it makes no sense.
The crypt makes no sense altogether. But
the crypt, like, what is that? And how the fuck do you unlock the other areas in that goddamn crypt?
Bro,
like,
I have such a hard time with that. I literally stopped trying to do that shit because I couldn't find some fucking medallion or whatever.
To me, bro, like, I like the crypt. It's just so fucking hard to unlock
everything. It takes too long, and I get bored of just going in circles.
Hell yeah. Bro, my favorite characters, bro, was always Kung Lao and Katana. I don't know why. Yeah. Katana's just too bad not to like, you know what I'm saying?
I figured you'd say Melina, bro.
Nah, yo. Melina got some weird-looking teeth.
Oh, my God. Yo, you were talking shit about her when you seen that small little clip, but what do you think when you got to see her, like, a good look at her from the movie.
Who Melina?
Melina. You can't say she looked bad this time around, bro.
She didn't.
I thought it was a pretty good design, bro.
She didn't have that big of a role in the movie.
But she still looked pretty good compared to what she did in the trailers, bro.
Yeah, I'll say that. I just didn't like... And where was Katana?
There, Melina, you can see...
literally the twin, like, identical twin
the of clone Katana. Twin, yeah.
Like, of Katana,
you can see.
Bro.
You can see her fan blades in the background. You know when they're going through and they show Nightwolf and so on and so forth, and they show the Great Kung Lao?
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, fucking little containers of previous weapons, and you can see Katana's her fucking fan blades. So I feel like she's going to either show up in the next one or they're just going to say she died already in the next one.
Which, that would just suck because she becomes that literally ruins it all because she literally becomes the Khan of Outworld.
I mean, but you see they don't really care about keeping people alive. I mean, they literally didn't even put Nightwolf in. They just put him in the book and was like, he died already. They killed Natara I'd say that was like 3 minutes. We saw her for like a good 2 minutes. He says, Natara, she flies around for like 30 seconds, goes
and
down,
then, boom,
she gets killed.
Dead.
She gets killed.
Yeah, the fights in that was just not it for me. You know what I mean? Like, let me put it how I felt about the movie. Obviously, I wasn't really a big fan of it. You know what I mean? It just like it didn't really follow like the games or the comic books or anything. Mortal Kombat. I mean, it did, but it didn't. You know, they changed a lot. And like for me, like when you release a movie about like a book or a game or something like that, I like it when they follow the game or the plot of the game as much as they can. You know, like I understand it's a game, you know, right. you gotta change some stuff up to make it a movie. But like they changed a lot up. Like we were talking last one, like how the fuck does Cole, some fucking
random ass
of goddamn random Hanzo Hasashi, however you fuck you say his name, kills goddamn Goro.
Yeah, really, that's
the champ. Like he was a champion. Like he won. Like I don't even know how many tournaments, and it wasn't more than 10. I know that.
Listen, I know the director of the movie isn't listening to this, but don't ever do anything like that again.
Okay? Yeah, bro. Like you just need to chop that one dude's head off, Cole.
Go ahead, fatality him in the next one. Noob Saibot. Let Noob Saibot get revenge and just
or his younger brother. I can't even remember his name. Like Lin Kuei. No, Lin Kuei is the name of the
Kuai Liang or something like that.
Yeah, Kuai Liang.
Kuai Liang.
Yeah, something like that, bro.
The current Sub-Zero.
Yeah, current. The new Sub-Zero. You know, Tundra. Or Tundra. Because he was
Tundra before he was Sub-Zero. Yeah.
When Bi-Han. Dude, they said that Bi-Han was like one of the greatest assassins of all time.
Bro, okay, so the one thing I will say. Okay. So I'm going to say what I liked about the movie and what it didn't – what didn't take away from the movie for me. Yeah. For me, what you need to make a good Mortal Kombat movie, he's right. You have to somewhat at least follow the storyline. But see, the thing for me is that throughout each game, the storyline is constantly changing. And then even in the most recent game, Mortal Kombat 11, the storyline resets. So currently,
MK9 too. They did a reset.
That's what I'm saying. There isn't even like an actual like storyline as of right now. The storyline is that Liu Kang is the new god of fire
of time,
and thunder
and time. And,
yeah, yeah,
he took
Kronika's
spot. Yeah,
and time. Goddamn, Liu Kang. Anyways.
No, dude's a badass.
Dude's Liu a Kang badass.
Boy, you know, he beat Shao Kahn twice and Goro.
And then he beats Konika. Kung Lao is the current champion, but we haven't seen any of the story. So yeah. For me, what they did, it doesn't really offend me that much. I mean, they didn't have a tournament, but at the same time, they still did, like, that line where they were like, if they don't want to have a tournament, we'll just make them have one.
Yeah.
And then they did the 1v1, even though it wasn't actually 1v1 the whole time.
Well, here's – if they would have just scrapped the whole Cole dude.
Yeah.
And brung,
that's
and
all made, they had to do, really.
Yeah, and just focused on Liu Kang, you know? Because, like, that – yeah, like the they should have. They just – like they and because Liu Kang is the champion, like he's the champion of Earthrealm. You know what I mean? It's all about Liu Kang. At least that's what I get from it. So if they would have just scrapped Ko and like made like Ko's position like just Liu Kang, it would have been tons better, you know? Because Liu Kang actually beat Goro. And yeah, I wish they would have put Shao Kahn in it too.
Besides, like they had that fucking statue they kept showing us in the trailer. And then we don't even get to hear him speak in the actual movie. Like, we don't even get to see anything. He just gets referenced, and then we see a statue, and that's it. But that just means that they have to put him in the next one.
That's what I'm
saying.
It's
the same thing. It's the same thing about Johnny Cage. You know, the whole time I was like, if Johnny Cage isn't in this, I probably won't like it. And then he wasn't in any of it, like, except for the end credit.
Yeah, and all you saw was a poster.
It was his belt from fucking Mortal Kombat 11.
I thought it was the poster, bro.
It was the poster saying something Hollywood, and it was his hand on the belt from Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I understand that you liked it, you know what I mean? But it's just, I don't know. It just didn't sit. Like,
Let me finish saying what I liked about it, okay?
Because
you might change your mind by the end of this, okay? So, like I was saying earlier, like when we were talking about Kong versus Godzilla versus this.
Yeah.
There was more moments in this that made me fanboy than in the other one. And this is why, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, the cast that they showed us, they did. And then they brought in, I think, was it two surprise characters? Natara and fucking that, what is it like? It's his name starts with a D something. He gets killed by Jax.
I don't know who the hell
he's from. He's from an older game.
You talking from when Jax gets his real, like, because he has them bitch ass arms?
Yo,
and he gets the man arms or whatever.
Can I just say, them chicken arms
was not a,
was
they
not
were
a
not,
good idea, bro.
Hell no, because
like.
This didn't even look right because you got this big old buff ass dude, and then you got
and
this
then
scrawny
small
ass arms.
I think they did that on purpose though, because the whole point in Mortal Kombat is it never takes itself too seriously, and you could really feel that out of this movie. Like, it never took itself too seriously. It was just on the line of take this scene seriously, and then the line of okay, laugh your fucking heart out at this scene. Like, you can relax now type shit.
And then the dude, he did the one thing where he slaps his hands together, that fatality.
That fatality, yeah, the fucking
one
Sonic
thing,
clap.
One thing I did like is, like, when Kong Lao beat that one dude, you know, like, after they would win, they would say, like
flawless,
fatality.
Yeah,
like flawless victory and shit like that. Victory. Yeah, Kong Lao, after he beat that one dude, he said... Or one girl, I think it was a girl.
It was Natara.
I think it was. He goes
after
goes,
he kills Natara, he goes victory. Flawless victory.
Yep. And then gets killed by Shang Tsung.
Yeah, okay.
Why so Kung Lao's getting bitched up by goddamn Cabal. Like, that doesn't, or I mean Liu Kang. It just doesn't work. It doesn't go like that. Like, that's
See,
not how it works.
Listen. The thing about that is that there is at least a few timelines in the Mortal Kombat franchise where Kung Lao pretty much does get bitched around.
Yeah,
and
I was afraid
they were gonna do that to him the whole movie. So for him to kill Natara, like I said in the other recording, that's a big step because, like I said, if Liu Kang or Kung Lao didn't kill Natara, I low key don't think anybody on our team would have been able to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. But it's just like they let Shang Tsung kill him, and not only that, it's like.
But that's
Liu
the
Kang.
Thing. It's like.
Was
it's
trying,
Shang Tsung.
I know he's okay.
Would
you know?
Would you have rather him get killed by the guy that Jax killed? That would have been worse. Exactly. No. That would have been worse.
I just would have much rather had him not be killed, you know?
Yeah.
I know he died in the
We're Kung Lao films. That's why.
I love Kung Lao films. Kung Lao is one of my favorite characters. Like, he is my favorite character. Like, every game, like, I always, like, figure out the moveset for Kung Lao.
The dude,
like,
is unbeatable.
I'm unbeatable with Kung Lao. But it's just like they let somebody like that kill Kung Lao. And not only that, like, Liu Kang was literally getting, like, Cabal was making him look like a punk bitch, bro.
Yeah.
In that damn, that cave thing or whatever. And that's why, like, Liu Kang was literally trying to save Kung Lao.
Yo, that's the other character that I couldn't remember off the top of my head. The fact that they brought in Cabal. So they brought Cabal, Natara, and that one dude, and they did not advertise any of them. So when I was watching the movie, and then they have that scene where Sub-Zero walks up to Shang Tsung, and you see everybody. That was the first time I fanboyed. I was like, "Holy shit!" These mad lads are actually fucking doing it. Like they look legit, like the characters from the games.
But I didn't think Sub-Zero nor Scorpion looked that good. I thought they looked bad.
I think that was the point, though. I don't think they were trying to make them look too much like the games. I think they wanted them to look darker and more.
Yeah, that's not, like, that's just the costumes in general didn't look good. You know, I feel like they would have looked better if they fit tighter to their bodies like they didn't.
Like, yeah, that's like what I was thinking.
Games and shit.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't mind the colors. I just didn't like the costumes in general for Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
One character I loved in the Mortal Kombat movie was fucking Kano, bro. They did Kano fucking perfectly.
That's what I was going to say. That was going to be one of my reasons, is that literally Kano was most perfect character out of all of them.
I mean, he was his, like, jackass self, you know?
It was literally like
that can't be, like, trusted.
I don't know how else to say it. Literally betrayed him. It was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was literally just Kano was amazing in it. And he was so funny, bro.
Kano wins, you fucking beauty. Like, that shit is perfect.
He
did
say
that.
He said Kano wins. After he
kills Reptile, he goes, "Kano wins, you fucking beauty." Like, that shit is perfect. That's the Kano we want to see.
That's what I'm saying. That's the Kano
we got.
And he's always got them fucking smart ass comments, you know, after everything. And did he was just like that. He goes, like when they're eating, bro, and like they get in this, like, Liu Kang and Kung Lao are just on that motherfucker's head, and this dude Kano is low key getting angry as fuck, dude. He stands up, and then the laser comes out of his eye. He goes, "Fucking laser eye! It's better."
He's
than
like,
than
"That's
fire,
a lot
pussy."
Better. Yeah.
It was so funny, bro. It was so funny. He goes, "Fucking laser eye."
Another thing I liked from the movie is that they had the little hues of the original theme song. Like, when Liu Kang did the dragon kick, this was the first scene that actually made me, like, jump up out of my chair and go, "Holy shit, they're doing it."
Yes,
he
sir.
Does the dragon kick and it goes, "Da-da, da-da, da-da," and I just literally, bro, I lost my shit. Fucking shit.
They did the one thing that Kung Lao does where he with the Tarn, when he killed the Tarn,
the teleport.
Did he do the? I thought
he did
does the one
the,
thing
he
where
does he does the teleport when he first shows up. He throws his hat down.
Yeah, I know that. Like,
somebody,
like,
attacks Liu Kang, he throws his hat down.
Like, he's coming into the whatchamacallit, but he throws his hat down and it starts spinning, bro. And he
from nine.
Yeah, and he does it. Yeah. He has one in 11 like that too, where he throws it down in between their legs and then pulls their body.
It pulls them through it, and then he has one where he does. Shit. Basically, they did Kung Lao's outfit and his moves, like he looked like he was straight out the game.
Like,
but the
kinda,
fact that they killed him.
Yeah. I didn't like that. I mean,
the
I
fact
did
that made
because,
it sour for me.
I mean, Kung Lao, he did die in the game. So did Liu Kang, though. You know what I mean? Liu Kang died too. In the reboot at least.
Honestly,
but I'm pretty sure he died in the original ones too.
I was about to say, in the original,
I'm pretty sure he died in Armageddon.
Everybody dies. That's what I'm saying. In the original,
everybody
dies
in Armageddon, except
then,
for Shao Kahn.
And then in 9,
Shao Kahn and Raiden at least. And Shao Kahn was about to kill Raiden.
Listen, and then in 9, Sindel kills literally almost every Earth Realmer.
Yeah.
Like, she just goes on a rampage, kills Jax, Johnny Cage, Nightwolf sacrifices himself to kill her. She kills, who else does she kill?
Doesn't she kill Kung Lao too?
Yeah, I was about to say she kills Kung Lao. She kills basically the whole team of.
But Raiden kills Liu Kang.
Yeah, he does the lightning shit against him when he gets all mad.
And then he gets caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they were all revenants in the damn. And see, one thing that I don't get is, like, at the end of X, like Raiden is like, you know, he's the evil Raiden, I guess you could say. He literally chopped off Shinnok's head, and Liu Kang.
That shit was badass.
And Liu Kang and Katana are the leaders of Outworld, or Outworld, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, how did they do that?
And then when 11 comes around, you know, Liu Kang's good again. Then Raiden's not evil no more.
Okay, so the thing about 11 is that you got to remember, Kronika merges time together at like a certain point, and there is past Raiden and current Raiden in the same timeline.
Oh yeah, I forgot it because the Jackson there's Johnny Cage is like that too.
Yep.
Because there's Jackson, there's Cage, Johnny Cage, you know?
You still have everybody that died from the past game. They're still dead, and they're still in the Netherrealm.
In their Revenant forms?
Yeah, and then you have the current versions of them fighting with us.
Yeah.
And some of them are actually fighting against us, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I liked Mortal Kombat 11. I really did like Aftermath, you know? I liked Fusion.
Aftermath was a really cool addition.
Yeah, they gave Fugen, or however the hell you say his name. He had a pretty big role. Yeah, he had a pretty big role in Aftermath.
Yeah, and after him only being, like, he was gone, and then he was in X as a non-playable character.
Yeah.
Speaking of, can I just – you remember that thing about Boraicho, right?
Boraicho. Wasn't that the fat drunk
– The drunken master, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. For anybody who doesn't know, they did not confirm he was dead. They just said – when he dies, they didn't confirm that they were able to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody, I don't want to hear nothing about Boraicho being dead because he is not confirmed dead.
He's and pretty funny too, though.
That's what I'm saying. In Mortal Kombat, we all know if we don't see them die,
then they're probably not
most
dead.
Likely they're not dead.
And even when you see them die, they're probably still not dead.
They're probably still not dead. Exactly. Like if you don't see them get obliterated from history. They'll be back.
Yeah, most definitely. Because I mean, Bi-Han literally got his. I mean, you literally saw Scorpion come up from Netherrealm with the skull and his spine still attached to it. And
literally,
Saibot is right back. Bi-Han's right back in it. He's right back in it.
They even have Cyber Sub Zero.
Yeah, like Cyber Sub Zero. Wait, who is which one is?
Wait,
is Bi-Han?
Hold on. Yeah, I just thought about that too.
Who is Cyber Sub-Zero?
Who is Cyber Sub-Zero? Because we still have Noob Saibot, and it's got to be Tundra then. No, wait.
Qui-Lin.
What the fuck?
It can't be Qui-Lin because literally.
That's what I'm saying. He fights like, with.
Yeah, like he fights the cybernetic organisms like
he
Sector.
Fights with Scorpion. Yeah.
Yeah, like he fights Sector. He fights Cyrax. All them.
What the fuck, bro?
And then they make smoke. They make smoke the damn cyber.
Oh,
whatchamacallit.
My God.
Bro,
put
I'll tell you what.
More respect on Smoke's name, please, bro.
I like Smoke, bro. The Lin Kuei and the Shaolin are the best two factions in that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I kind of like the Black Dragons. I really like Kano, to be honest with you. Bro, I'd never, like in the movie, Cabal was apparently a Black Dragon. I thought Cabal
you didn't know
was
that?
A cop. Like I thought he was a cop with Strike.
Okay, this is the story. This is the story with Cabal. He starts off with Striker, and then he gets burned. Okay, so during 9, Do you remember that scene where everybody's fighting and
Well, Reptile was the one that burned his face, wasn't he?
No. They're fighting on Earthrealm because the Earthrealms are merging.
And it's Striker and Cabal, and I'm pretty sure I thought they were fighting Reptile.
No, they were fighting some flying motherfucker. I can't remember who it was exactly, but somebody was flying, and they literally spit fire. His whole body gets engulfed in fire because they spit it at him.
The person that did it, I know that Striker beat him like right after they did it.
Yeah, he beats him right after. And then they basically leave Cabal there to fucking suffer because he thinks he's dead. Yeah. And the Black Dragon take him in, and then they give him his shit, and then he becomes a Black Dragon.
He becomes
the
Cabal.
Cabal.
Yes, sir. I like Cabal. Don't get me wrong. I do like Cabal.
Hold on. Can I just say, what the fuck is Striker?
I don't know. Striker was in Mortal Kombat 9, and you've never heard from him again.
What? Yeah. Never. What even was that character?
Was he a Revenant? Was he a Revenant in 10 or what?
Yeah, he was. I think so.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I said that, and then I started remembering, like, no, I'm pretty sure he was a revenant in 10, but I'm he was a non-playable character, so.
No, he was a non-playable character.
Like, don't get me wrong, I haven't played every single one of the Mortal Kombat games, you know? Like, there's way too many, bro. Way too many.
And even if we have, I doubt we will remember playing. I doubt we would remember playing all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Mortal Kombat 9 is the only one that I remember as Striker being a player. No! Because Mortal Kombat 2, it was either Mortal Kombat 2, 3, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's one more other than Mortal Kombat 9 where Striker
is a playable character. I think maybe three.
Yeah. Like, just who the fuck is Striker in general, bro? Like, that motherfucker has
nothing to do with it. That's what I'm saying. Who even is – bro, I think there's this line of him going around where he goes, police brutality coming up.
Yeah,
but it's just like that shit did not age well, bro.
not with that today's shit, time.
That shit did not age well. That's probably why you can't play a Striker.
Yeah, he's too racist or some shit.
It's too much of a what is it called? A racy topic.
Yeah,
is that how you say it?
It's just Striker. He's just Striker, you know, with somebody. So why don't you ever put Striker in a game? Because he's just Striker.
It's Striker.
He has no
speaking
powers
of characters just likes we punch want back. Speaking of characters we want back, yeah. I want fucking Takeda right now. First of all,
Takeda, bro, yeah. Why was Takeda not in 11?
That's bro,
neither
that's
was
what
Kung
I was,
Jin. Neither
on,
was
on,
Kung
on.
Jin.
Hold on. The thing with Takeda. Is his current? I know his story. I know his current story. Takeda is currently off avenging his mother. That's why in the crypt, even though the crypt isn't canon, you see Kenshi's dead. The crypt isn't canon, but Kenshi is dead, which is fucking trash.
I know. Who was it that killed Kenshi?
It's literally in the crypt. It's a bunch of Shang Tsung's fucking minions. And in the end story,
yeah, like they could ever even touch Kenshi.
That's what I'm saying. And then in the end story, it's literally basically the same thing. He gets like teamed up on by a bunch of people and gets killed.
Yeah, I've always liked Kenshi, but
Kenshi's always been top five. Kenshi
a character,
has literally always been top five.
A character that I want to bring back, bro, is Kotaro. You know, like the Goro dude.
Kentaro.
He's
technically bad, just not playable, because you know that fatality with Shang Tsung?
Yeah.
He puts the sprite into whoever you're killing, and Kentaro burst out.
I did not know that. Because, you know, after Goro lost to Kung Lao, Kentaro was their next champion.
Kentaro, yeah, I know, bro. Now, I'm going to say, after this, I'm going to send you that fatality really quickly.
Oh, yeah, you got to, bro. Like, Kentaro...
It was
Goro,
on the Shang Tsung trailer.
I don't think there's a game when Kotaro and Goro are playable. I don't think
there's ever been a game where you can play as more than one Shokan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be awesome, bro, if you could have, like, a battle with that, you know? Like,
you gotta think, though, those are, like, boss characters. That's like
bro,
having...
yeah, like that whole race is, bro.
That's like, what I'm saying. That whole race is literally boss characters.
And if they decide to, like... Cause, you know, I'm sure Mortal Kombat did pretty good, you know, make a whole series out of it, bro. They could do, like,
They could, low-key.
Like, the whole Goro versus Kotaro Khan, where Kotaro Khan cuts off his arms, like, the MKX, the comic books and shit, where Goro and Kotaro Khan go at it, Kotaro Khan disrespects him, then it's, like, an outworld war with the Shulk, or however the fuck you're saying, and Kotaro Khan kills Goro's dad.
Bro, you know what I think? Like, I don't think they're going to – I actually don't – I have a feeling that they're not going to try to even touch Kotaro Khan. Just because they didn't even try to touch Nightwolf, and I feel like that's, like, a race thing.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a native play Nightwolf, and you have to have somebody of at least at least Aztec descent playing Kotaro Khan.
I mean – Well, I'm not going to – oh, yeah. Well, somebody that kind of – well, they could just paint him because Kotaro Khan was not – he was, like, blue.
But he still has to be, like – you see how the character – like, Luke
like
Kang and Kung Lao, they still have to be ethnically correct.
Yeah, like –
You can't just completely cover it up.
But, like, really, with Kotaro Khan, all they would really need to do is just get, like, a pretty buff guy and just dress him in a bunch of, like, Aztec gear, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, like, the backlash that they would get if they don't do it ethnically correct.
Yeah,
they're probably just gonna try to stay away from that altogether.
But like the ethnically, however you say it, correct thing. Like, but like
ethnically correct.
Kotaro Khan's like he's blue though. Like, you know what I mean? They would
yeah,
never
but
know.
He is an Aztec though. That's the thing. He's literally an Aztec.
Yeah,
So,
I mean,
like,
he acts like it. I mean, he has, like, the sacred weapons and shit and all that
no,
stuff.
Bro, I'm telling you, he is. Like, that's what the character is based off of.
Like an Aztec warrior.
Yeah, that's literally what the character is based off of. So that's what I'm saying. If they don't do someone of Aztec descent,
somebody then who, like,
somebody,
knows this stuff,
somebody
you know?
Who knows the information is going to try to get it canceled. That's what Probably. I'm trying to say. So somebody's just going to stay. That's why they didn't even try to make Nightwolf an actual character. Because yeah. If they had somebody who wasn't even probably like 20%, somebody would have been like, you know, it's cancel culture right now. That's what's
yeah,
popping right now.
Bad.
Cancel culture.
Bad.
It's
too.
Exactly. So this was their first movie. They did not want anything wrong to go with.
Yeah, they didn't. That's probably why they kept a lot of people out.
That's
I mean,
what I'm saying,
like,
bro.
Mortal Kombat in general is like, I mean, it's not like offensive. It's just gruesome. You know what I mean? Like, hella
no, no,
gruesome.
No. It is definitely offensive to quite a few people.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it's kind of, like, just a bunch of, like, dirt races and people, I guess, just getting straight fucking marked, I guess.
You got to understand, though, this current, like, this standing in society is extremely sensitive, right?
Oh, yeah, everything offends them. I got
exactly.
A football team name offends them.
Exactly. So, like, if they did anything wrong, this movie probably wouldn't have done as good as it did.
And to be honest with you, they probably would have had, like, a real hard time animating Nightwolf's powers because, you know, he has, like, that green bow
and the great spirit
and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Just in general, like, that would be hard as fuck. But
That's part of the reason they didn't do Johnny Cage, I bet you.
Yeah, because Johnny Cage kind of has, like, the same power. But all Johnny Cage, though, is just those green fireball kind of things. You know
he
I mean?
Does the ball,
and he has, like, the green
the,
like
the shoulder charge.
Yeah.
The shoulder charge, the bat kick.
But on the other hand, like, I think, like, maybe they just didn't have that much of a budget to do all the effects for them, but then they did.
That's what I'm saying.
Goro and Shang Tsung and shit like that. But
yo,
maybe,
you
like,
were right. Goro did look amazing, bro.
Goro looked fucking awesome.
Goro looked
too bad
fucking
he got
amazing.
Fucking murdered by some no-name Cole dude.
Kill Cole Young in the next fucking movie.
Bro, yes. Get him out of here. Like, bro.
I'm gonna start a petition. Kill him in the next movie.
Yeah, bro. Everybody in here that watches Mortal Kombat, that's seen that shit, like, is a fan of Mortal Kombat, kill that motherfucker, Cole.
Listen,
start a petition. Let's get that motherfucker gone.
This is all they had to do. Instead of Cole Young, he could have just been fucking Takeda. Literally.
That's what I'm saying.
He could have just been Takeda instead of Cole Young.
Takeda. Kind
of
the same powers, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Where he wore that, like, metal suit?
Yeah, just put fucking Takeda. It would not have been that hard. And people wouldn't have complained. Because
Takeda Takeda was related to Scorpion.
He's a part of the same clan.
Yeah, the Shi'ar Ryu.
He gets taken in.
By the Lin Kuei, doesn't he?
Yeah, by the Shi'ar Ryu.
Shi'ar Ryu. I thought he was... I don't know.
Takeda is Kenshi's son, right?
Oh, I did not know Takeda was Kenshi's son.
Yeah, he's got the same mind abilities and shit. He's just not blind and he doesn't have the sword, right?
Yeah. He has those damn one things, those like
the whip
with spikes on it and shit.
The whips. Yeah, that's fucking that's why I'm saying bring it back in the new games, because that will be an amazing thing to play in the new games. But anyways, he's the son of Kenshi and he gets taken in by the good Scorpion. Basically,
yeah.
Hanzo Hasashi.
Hanzo Hasashi, yeah.
Yeah. He gets taken in by him, and he becomes a part of the Shirai Ryu. And that's why he's currently off getting revenge for his mom.
Yeah, you know, that's what didn't make sense to me, is that in Mortal Kombat, like, it's been so long since I've played these games. Honestly, I should have gone through and beat every single one of them. I mean, I just
like
recently,
on a marathon?
Yeah, like on a marathon, so
yeah.
I would remember all this shit for when I played it. But... like, how do they go from, like, Scorpion being Scorpion in Mortal Kombat 9, you know, having, like, the whole skull as a face and shit, to
right.
back to being human in goddamn Mortal Kombat X? Like, it just doesn't really make sense to me. Like, he goes back to being Hanzo Hasashi.
Yeah, he just shows up as Hanzo Hasashi. I don't think they ever actually fully explained it.
Like,
they did that
with Sub-Zero, too, or Kuai Lin or whatever.
Kuai Liang, yeah.
Yeah, Kuai Liang or whatever. They did that with him, too. Like, but I understand that because he wasn't like that. He was still human, you know. He just had those ice powers and he wore that mask and he just didn't stop wearing it.
But Scorpion is literally a revenant.
Yeah, like, literally. Like
literally a revenant.
Died. Like, he died and then got sent to the Netherrealm and got that Hellfire shit or whatever. From Quan Chi,
It's probably just been so long since we played nine that we're probably missing like the slightest bit of detail that would
that's give what I'm saying. The whole explanation.
You guys gotta understand, bro. Last time I played Mortal Kombat 9, I was probably like 13, 14.
Bro, Mortal Kombat 9 came out a long fucking time ago.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I've moved twice in a long time, right? I was probably still living in Rochester. I was still living in Rochester the last time I played Mortal Kombat 9.
Like, don't get me wrong, I loved Mortal Kombat 9 because it was a reboot, you know, and that's my time. You know, this is like you had the first Mortal Kombat series, and now they're doing this. This is like our Mortal Kombat series.
9 yeah, exactly. 11. Exactly. This is so like...
I love 9. That's what started it. And 9 was... It doesn't change the fact that it was just an amazing game.
I wouldn't say... Okay, so I agree with him completely. 9 is our generation's... You're not going to know our generation because we're not going to tell you. But 9 is literally our generation's start to Mortal Kombat. But I technically started in was it Deadly? Yeah, Deadly Alliance. That's the first game. Yeah,
well, I mean, I played all the original ones. I mean, not all the original ones. I played a bunch of
Deadly Alliance was the first one that I ever saw. I played the original, though.
But this is like they rebooted it from scratch. They started from scratch.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. This is our era.
Yeah,
this
like they era. Had like I guess we could say like our parents' era of Mortal Kombat, you know, when they were growing up, they were releasing all these Mortal Kombat games. They released Mortal Kombat 1 all the way up to Armageddon, and then MK9 is when they used Armageddon to set up MK9.
To set up 9, yeah.
And that's what I liked. So like MK9 is like I guess that's what I'm trying to say, like our generation's Mortal Kombat, like it's the new Mortal Kombat. You know what I mean? And I really did like that. I really did like that.
It's kind of the same thing for, like, basically, like, okay, so you know how people say this shit about, like, anime? Like, how our generation's anime was Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, One Piece, Bleach. But this generation's anime is My Hero, Attack on Titan,
you know, Demon like Slayer. Clover. Dude,
Black
Demon
Clover, yeah.
Have you watched Demon Slayer?
I haven't seen anything but Naruto yet, bro.
I'll tell you this right now, bro. Demon Slayer is the best new anime out. I'm going to go as far and say that it's better than Super. It's not better than Z, but it's better than
What
Super.
The fuck did you say?
Bro, Demon Slayer is...
You think so?
It's awesome, bro. It is amazing. It's an... And, dude, you know me. I'm like a diehard Dragon Ball Z fan. Like, Dragon Ball in general, bro. And it really hurts me, and it's really hard. It's like the hardest thing I've ever had done. Is saying that Demon Slayer is better than Super, but I don't want to be like that type of person that just says that because I like it, you know, because like I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. Demon Slayer is better than Super, in my opinion.
Listen, this is my problem, not like my problem with you comparing, this is my problem with me comparing like any grounded anime against DBZ.
Yeah,
is that DBZ is currently at the point where everybody is a god.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the newest, it's just boring now, you know what I mean?
The newest fucking, that's because you're still reading the manga. I've stopped.
Yeah, I'm reading the manga.
The newest introduced Saiyan literally is God tier, and he just got introduced.
Yeah, like, so everybody, literally, and this dude is like probably
he's stronger than Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah, at their max.
He's the strongest Saiyan currently.
It literally took him. And he doesn't even have... I don't even think he has God Ki. I don't think he has God
Ki. He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He just has Super Saiyan.
Yeah, bro. He's like fucking... Like, literally the only mortal that I don't think could beat... That I think would beat Broly right now is Jiren.
Jiren.
And that's fucking saying something. And I think if it gets dragged out, if Broly's able to drag that fight out, he wins that fight.
He would win. That's what I'm saying. If he can drag it out, he would low-key win that fight.
Like, and Jiren likes to play around, too, like what he did with Goku in the Tournament of Power, which costing him, like, he ended up fucking him over in the Tournament of Power, too, because he's just so confident in his strength, you know what I mean? That he doesn't worry about it.
But think
he did
about
that
it.
Against Broly. Broly's going to fuck him up. That's what I think.
Think about it. Think about it. The last time he saw a Berserker, he literally tried to get her out of there as soon as possible. Kale was the berserker, the first introduction of a berserker Saiyan for Jiren, and he just tried to one shot her.
So yeah, bro, and then left her be it right after that, and she came back two or three more times.
Two or three more times, and then she fused.
Yeah. So
yeah, you
just
got a point.
Like,
I see what you're saying.
Like, so
Jiren
like
is too cocky.
That, yeah, for real, he's hella cocky, you know. And
Broly adapts too fast. Yeah, you're right, bro.
And yeah, real like really fast. Like it took
he
him
literally.
No time.
seconds to stop Goku's move. It took him literally seconds to stop Goku's move and then use it against him.
Yeah, and when he was fighting Vegeta, bro, like Vegeta transformed. He was
adapting to his fighting skill and then transformed to his power level.
That's what I'm saying. Like he started off his base form, he transformed into one, maybe fought him for like beat the fuck out of him for like
beat the fuck out of him for like
20 seconds, bro. 20 seconds, and then Broly started beating the fuck out of him, so he started transforming and it just went on like that. You know what I mean? And Jiren's not like, you know, if that happens to Jiren, Jiren's gonna be like, he's gonna knock him out. I guess he's gonna beat the fuck out of him, and then Broly's gonna turn around and him.
Yep. Boom, boom. He's gonna beat his ass, turn around, meditate, and then Broly's gonna come back, start screaming and shit. He's gonna grab him by his leg and start thrashing around like he did Goku.
Oh yeah, and Vegeta too. And Frieza. Yeah. He thrashed around Frieza.
Yo,
too.
He was whooping on you, son. He was whooping on you. Bro.
Poor Frieza, bro.
He was whooping on you. Frieza said, "You would attack me."
Yeah, bro. But when Frieza killed his dad, that was funny.
Yo, look, Broly. One your of the father's blast. Been killed by a free energy blast. That nigga Broly was not falling for it, bro.
He straight looked at Paragus and said he just needs a little bit of motivation and shoots one at him and then goes, just
shot him.
Ah, Broly!
that was perfect. I will say, when I seen that in the theaters, I was like, okay, that's Frieza. 100%. That's Frieza.
He went, ah, Broly! Bro, his face and everything.
Yeah, bro, the little pose he did and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, and then when Broly went through it, he goes, when Broly went through attacking him, he goes, "You would dare to attack me." He goes, "Golden, bro."
he gets fucked, and
then Broly like just starts beaming his shit.
Hold on, can we just say, didn't Frieza technically get beat up by Broly while he was in Golden form for an hour straight?
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit,
dude. It might have even been longer because they messed up.
Yeah, they messed up
twice.
Twice, yeah.
So, no, it would be an hour, I guess, because they messed up. It's 30 minutes transformation. Like, the time limit.
The transformation lasts 30 minutes. But then you have to get...
Is it 30 minutes or an hour? Because I remember the
Pator... That's what I was saying.
The Pator is, like, 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes now because they have God Key. It was technically supposed to be forever.
Well, no, they said in Super that,
Kais.
Yeah, if like the only time a Pator fusion is permanent is if it's a fusion between Kais. Right, yeah, right. So technically that's why they didn't. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But in Z before Super, it was permanently. But somehow, leave it to Vegeta to find a way to goddamn not spend the rest.
Separate
of eternity
from Goku.
Yeah, leave it to Vegeta. He's not gonna be stuck with that fucking retard.
Bro, can I say? Can I say I was right for a second? Do you remember a while ago when we still had the group chat?
Yeah.
The Universe 7 group chat. And it was still me, you, John, so and so. And I had said to you, I said something like, I feel like Vegeta is following the path of destruction.
And Goku's following the path of the angels.
And now look what's happening.
That's
bro.
Exactly in the manga right now.
I literally manga, saw it coming a mile away.
Like deadass in the manga right now, Goku and Vegeta are both on Beerus's planet. Whis is training Goku and Beerus is training Vegeta.
I saw kinda a little training Vegeta.
He's helping Vegeta train, I guess. He's not like really training Vegeta. He's just kinda like helping him train himself.
He's his mentor. He's his mentor.
Kinda not. Cause I mean in the manga, I mean, no, listen, there's one part
there's a,
where
there's
like,
a difference between mentor and master, bro. Yeah, Whis is Goku's master
because Whis is dead ass training him.
Yeah, he's dead ass training.
That's Goku. Just what Whis does, and then I mean, it's Beerus, you know, Beerus is training him how he trains, I guess.
He's not gonna train somebody in the conditional sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, pretty much all Beerus was doing was sitting there eating and then throwing logs in a river for Vegeta. it's like a waterfall. He's sitting at the top of the waterfall and throwing logs into the river, and then it's falling off the waterfall, and Vegeta's got to, like, I don't remember. I think Vegeta's using his Hakai power to destroy it.
Bruh. Vegeta with Hakai is going to be a crazy thing.
Yeah, you know that ear clamp thing that Beerus wears?
That's what, like, I was going to say. I said, Vegeta has that now. Instagram, yeah, I seen a little image of Vegeta with that on his ear. He said something like, "Don't worry, I won't lose to Kakarot."
Yeah, he gets the ear clamp thing, and then I guess Whis and Goku get a little jealous, so Whis draws the Whis, like,
he
the
draws
angel
the symbol on him. Yeah,
Gi again. And it's like, because you know, like, the original Whis symbol, Gi, it was the one that Bulma made. It wasn't like the actual Goku ki. You know what I mean? Like the one with the turtle hermit or some shit on the back or whatever.
Whis had drawn the little symbols
on that gi now. Yeah. Because, you know, in like the Resurrection F gi, you know what I mean? The gi
I know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. And then, I mean, but now he has like his regular gi with the Whis symbol on it. And Goku also, he can now access Ultra Instinct in his base form. He does not have to transform. Like he has autonomous Ultra Instinct.
Like literally form. Autonomous Ultra Instinct.
Like literally, like he does it like Whis does now without thinking, like unconsciously, like no transformation, nothing.
Bro, it's okay, so you know that instinct. Meme? You know that meme going around? It's been going around for a while, but we haven't paid it any attention till recently. It's like how DBZ fans are toxic because all we say is, "Can he beat Goku?"
Yeah,
but now it's like. Now it's kind of true, though.
Yeah, like...
Can he beat Goku, though?
Or, yeah, like, Goku kind of like, can't be touched.
I was about to say, but can he beat Goku, though?
Yeah,
know.
like somebody brings up Satama.
Bro, is literally... Oh, my fucking God.
Oh,
that shit
speaking of which...
me off so much, bro.
Speaking of which, bro, did you watch that one anime I was talking about?
No, forgot about it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, low-key, you should. Just don't watch it with your girl, okay?
Why would you say that on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Well, I mean, I ain't say no names, but you already told me I was single, but you wasn't. You know
I'm just going to have to tell her what it is now.
Yeah.
Because I told you she's gonna listen to it.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm not a bad influence. Yes, he is. It was literally all his idea. He was like, "Hey, cuz, look at this fucking new anime I just found." Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else. I'm gonna tell you what it is when I call you later on. But fuck, you gonna get me in trouble, nigga.
He said some. Yes, he is.
Cuz you tried to act like you was innocent, my boy. I'm not taking the blame for this time, bro.
But besides that, like, it's a damn good anime too, you know what I mean? Like, it's just good in general, like the plot and all that. It's just, you know, but I was talking about it with one person, you know that one meme that says I watched this story for the plot, and then like below it says the plot, and it's like the most obvious thing that has nothing to do with the plot. It's like a person, like a girl.
He's talking about some titties.
Yeah, pretty much. There's titties, a bunch of titties in it. Just a whole bunch of titties in it. It's just going to say how it is.
I'm not even going to be able to watch it, bro.
It's just like every 30 seconds. Like, literally. And bro.
Wait, really? I didn't know it was like that.
Bro, listen. The main character, dude. Like, listen. This dude is...
Fuck. I definitely can't watch that.
Bro, he, like, literally has the best life ever, bro. Like, he literally lives with, like, 6 or 7... of the baddest bitches in all the anime, bro. And they literally every single one of them. When I tell you this, bro, every single one of them wants to fuck that dude. They sleep with him naked every night. This dude, bro, 4 seasons in, he hasn't clapped a single fucking one of them. I'm like sitting here thinking, bro, like, what the fuck are you doing? You have like no game or something, bro. Like, they live with you. And they like they are like every single one of them are obsessed with this dude. And
bro, first
he
of
still
all,
hasn't
first of
clapped.
All, you are not helping my case at all.
I
now
know
I'm just,
not.
Now
I know
even
I'm
if
not.
This, now even if the story is good, she's gonna not let me watch it. Second of
then
all,
you could just watch it with her. So just watch it with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I was about to say I probably just have to watch it with her.
Yeah, because you know.
But like, second of all, bro, I feel like see the thing about animes like that and manga like that is every time I see something like that, I feel like that's just because the creator of it. Like, that's his fantasy. And that's a little weird for me to see, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. The main character's dream is to be the Heron King. Because he's, like, he's perverted as... Like, this dude, not only, like, does these girls want to fuck him so bad, and he lives with them, and, like, he literally wakes up with their titties in his face every fucking morning, bro. This dude is the most perverted... he's the most perverted person I've ever seen in my life. This dude, literally, the key to him getting, like... and I'm not talking like a little power boost. This dude gets like ginormous power boosts from fucking poking nipples, bro.
Bro,
like, I'm not kidding.
I can't watch this shit.
Like, literally, bro. Like, they call him the grabbing dragon because he gets stronger from grabbing titties.
How did you find
Bro, you want to know how probably, I found this?
You was you watching know how porn I found this? And you
no,
saw
I
it
wasn't.
In the porn comic.
No, I wasn't.
Bro.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you
I'll
were,
tell
you, bro.
I'm going to tell you straight up how I found this. My my little brother, who is in middle school, actually. He's actually in sixth grade. He is a sixth grader. I know.
Oh, my God.
I had no clue what this anime was until my sixth grade brother showed me. Like, I came over. I went to my mom's house one time because I live with my dad. And he showed me it. I watched like maybe 5-6 minutes of it, you know, and I didn't like it because I thought it was just like there had no plot, nothing like that. I thought it was just titties, basically. And then Connor started watching it at my mom's, and then he came back, and like when he came back, he was like, "Bro, that's actually a damn good anime, you know, like it's really fucking good." So I was like, "All right, I'll start watching, you know, I'll give it a shot." It's amazing, bro. It's amazing, like it's really good, and I might just be saying that because. I guess the
it's
girls,
got titties all over it.
Like, it does have a lot of titties, you know what I mean? It's just, that just makes it, like, that's what makes it so good. It's like, it's got a good story, and then you add titties to it, so it just makes it way better.
Bro, you are not helping me. Just stop talking about the anime, bro.
Bro, it's raunchy as hell, you know what I mean? Like, it is definitely not for little kids.
All right, you know what we're going to have to do? Because we got off topic from the first thing we said somewhere.
Oh, so yeah.
So this episode, I'm just going to title it like, We're Back or something like that.
Or Welcome
There's
Back
not gonna,
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. There's not going to be a specific topic we're talking about in this one. But for the next one, we're going to talk about Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, that and, will be the main, well, just
the
not
main
just
topic.
Kong.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
That
will be the main topic, and then we'll finish up what we started about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and we're probably branch like, off into some other stuff too. You know what I mean?
We have to get on MMA because we've missed. Like,
yeah,
people probably want to hear what we have to say. They probably.
Oh yeah, bro. Because there's been quite a few bouts too. You know what I mean? Like the Usman versus Masvidal.
I was just about to say that one.
Like
I was
that card, that UFC card in general was just fucking amazing. We'll probably talk about that in the next one too.
Did we go
I mean?
Over? Did we go over Stipe?
Stipe and Ngannou?
I feel like we did, right?
I think we did. I'm not sure,
okay,
though.
Okay.
We
probably have to like listen to a little bit of the podcast.
Yeah,
so
we'll probably have to like go through and watch previous episodes.
Because I'm telling you, we wanted to get on this as soon as possible. Like literally, I was still on the phone with my girl, and he was like, "Yo, ask her if you could do one real quick." And I was like, "Sheesh, I might have to." I did.
He said he could.
She said I could.
Speaking of which, be ready for that. Cause
yeah,
I mean, you were talking about why did you say that? Dude, she's gonna be on the podcast anyways.
Yeah, you're gonna hear from her. Matter of fact.
Yeah, like,
oh.
like here's what we've been gone for a minute. So I have to put this out there first. We've been gone for a minute. So there's a lot for us to catch up on and talk about. You know what I mean? Which don't worry, we're gonna get to it and. We're starting to get a little bit more free time, so we're going to try and start dropping more episodes. Like,
get back into the groove.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But one thing that I do want to say is me and Hit over here will be...
You can call me whichever Hit or Prince.
Yeah, we will be in every podcast episode, but we will start having... There will probably be no more than 3 or 4, you know what I mean? But we will start bringing other people in to get their advice. You know what I mean? We had to do a couple episodes on our own, get everybody ready for
right.
us.
Right.
You know
this I mean? Is that's why that's part of the main reason why I haven't done an episode by myself because you guys saw I did the like where we've been, and that was just me. Like,
mm-hmm.
trust
I wasn't
me,
there.
There have been plenty of times where I could have just made one, and mm-hmm. or he could have just made one. But the whole thing about it is we started this
together.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
You know what
as
mean?
A
like
as a
I
duo.
Don't wanna get... Like, I don't want to get on here and do, like, a podcast without him. You know what I mean? Because this is, like, it's...
This is our shit,
it's our, yeah, it's our podcast. It's not mine. It's not his. It's ours.
It's ours, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to get on here and do one without him. And not only that, because, like, it just... I don't even think they would like it because I'm going to be honest.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah. The only other person that could really have a conversation with us like this...
Like this.
Like, that you could have a conversation with, like, me and I could have a conversation with you like that... would be Red, bro, in general. And you know what I mean? And
yeah,
he's just not, you know, that's the homie, though.
He's not, that's our brother, but he's just not consistent enough for us to say whether or not he's going to be here or he's going
to
be there.
Yeah, like every episode, you know? We've already tried to get him on one.
And he just wasn't consistent, so we couldn't get him on at the right time. He'd say he'd be on, we'd call him, he wouldn't answer. and not, then he called us when we weren't like trying to do one.
And not to mention, he's just like, he doesn't really have like the attitude, I guess. He's just, yeah, he's chill. I'll give it, he's chill as hell, you know. He doesn't really,
let's just say he's a little bit too chill. He's on the Snorlax level right now.
Yeah, he's like his Snorlax from Pokemon.
He
looks like Snorlax too.
God damn.
Nah, that's my butter though. We call him Topo though. That's Topo.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Okay, so if y'all want DBZ like standing, red is Topo. What are we gonna call the other one? The retard. Oh, Frost. I can't fucking say that word.
Frost.
We're gonna get Frost. You know what? No, bro. We're not gonna get canceled. You know why?
Because cancel culture.
When we said at the start of this fucking podcast when we first made this, this is not for kids and this is not for the sensitive, bro.
Yeah, this is just for people. I mean, we talk about sensitive subjects. You know what I mean? Not really sensitive subjects, but offensive
here and there. Yeah, we'll say offensive things. That's the one thing we'll say. We will say offensive shit just because it's funny.
But I'm gonna say this, like, we are mega fans of Dragon Ball Z. So if you hear me call somebody like Trunks or Hit, I'm talking about Prince, okay? If you hear somebody get called Frieza, then they're talking about me. And if you hear Frost, we're talking about the other homie. And then if you hear somebody call like Topo or Majin Buu or Andrew 19, you know what I mean? That's, we're talking about Red.
We're talking about Red.
Yeah. Or Clip. You can call him Clip too.
You can call him Clip, yeah.
Because it's Red Clip, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, also, like I said before, we will also have Lee on here sometime. We're probably going to make like two or three more of just us. Before we get anybody else on here.
Or Maya, however you want to say her name. Damn dogs.
You're talking about Mai?
Mai, yeah. Because, you know, you Trunks. That's Mai.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I see you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably do, like, two or three more of these of just us. So, number one, we can get back into the groove of it. And number two, you guys can get back. I know the homie from Jordan is already like, I'm fucking with it. I'm in the groove. Make another one. We already
know what I mean? We're going to keep it to, like, just us for real for right now. But just to let people know, like, we
soon
are adding people.
Soon.
You know what I mean?
It'll be soon.
It'll probably be more than just those people, you know? Like, anybody who has any, like, text us on Instagram and maybe we can get you on one. You know what I mean?
You never know. You literally
That's what
never
I'm saying.
Know.
If you know the information and you like talking about it and feel like you could get on here and talk with us about it, then we'll get you on here.
We'll probably
I mean?
Bring you on here. Yeah. If we feel like we can have good conversations and you not come in here on some troll shit or cancel shit.
Just have a good time in general. You know what I mean? Because like
that's what we're here for, really.
Like me and Hit on it. Like we have a good time. You know what I mean? We get on here. Like it's not just talking. You know what I mean? Talking about stuff. So we could put it up there. Like, we get on here and we actually have a good time. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's like what we said when we first made this. We were kind of like, we said something like, we won't continue to make these if we don't feel like, if we feel like it's pressure to make it, we won't make one.
Yeah, because that's the only reason, like, we make these and because we like making these.
We make these for fun. We don't make
these. I'll tell you right now, I've never had a bad experience recording one of these podcasts. They've always been fun. I mean, we've had some interruptions and stuff like that, but it's always been fun making one of these.
Literally.
So if you can get on here, you know what we're talking about and just have fun, bro. Just have fun, then we will get you on here.
If you decide to DM us or something like that, don't expect us to straight away be like, hell yeah, come on. No, we're going to talk to you a little bit and shit like that. Get to know how you talk and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. And if we don't respond on Instagram, it's just because it's Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't ever know when somebody is texting me on Instagram.
The last time I was on Instagram was today, and that was because he responded to my, like, 4-month-old message that I sent.
That's
to
what
him.
I was, bro. I got on there and I had like three people texting me, bro. And
yeah,
I think literally every single one of them from like 4 or 5 months ago.
Literally, same for me, bro. I have not been on there because they started censoring and shit on there, so I stopped going on there.
Yeah, it's just
the
it's
second
just
they
like,
stop, it's kind of like, whack right
general,
now.
Yeah, like Instagram, like their DM thing, like it's just. Because I don't ever get notifications, right, you know? They just glow up now. I think it's just like...
I got the notifications. I just don't look at them.
Me, it's just like I don't ever get the notifications, but like it says it like in my DM that I got like
Like
DMs and like you
the
know,
little
but
red thing shows up, yeah.
it's just like you know what I mean? Like
I
I
feel
just
you.
kind of want to scroll through Instagram, you know. I just and I don't really think about it either. I never look at my DMs because it's like I don't get the notifications, so it's like never brought to my attention. And you know how I am, I'm short-minded as hell, so you literally have to bring everything. Like you have to remind me of everything, like. You know what I mean? That's why I text back so quick on. But sometimes I don't be texting back that quick. That's just who I am. You know what I mean?
Nah, lately you've been taking like 8 hours to respond.
I know, bro. That's because like I text you back like for like 5, 10 minutes. I'll be like texting back quick, and then I'll just go do something else and not be on my phone, and I'll just take forever to text back.
Hell yeah, I used to be like that though, so I can't even complain.
You
Literally,
know what I mean?
the only reason I'm so consistent on Snap is because that's what my girl texts me on now.
That's
But
what I'm saying.
before that, you know, I literally wasn't even on that bitch.
That's what I'm saying. And me, like, I
Like you
got a
had
lot
to
of like
call me to get my
schoolwork and stuff.
attention.
Yeah. Literally, I would like we would be trying to chill and stuff. And I would just text him. I would never call him, and he'd never get to like come out. You know what I mean?
Because I wouldn't answer.
Because he didn't answer. And then he was like, "Look, bro, you can't text me. You gotta call me." So then I started calling him from that, from there on out. But
Speaking of, bro, after the call, we got to talk about the next time we're going to chill.
Oh yeah, bro. We gots to. Gots
For
to.
straight up, bro.
Last time.
Straight the fuck up.
Oh yeah.
Last time, I don't really know how I feel about last time. Like it was chill as hell,
Bro, we got
but
the fam back together.
that's what I'm saying. It was chill as hell. It was lit as fuck, low key. But there was also like some small things that when I look back at it now, it's kind of like that's still a little bit fishy, you know?
Oh yeah. But I mean we all fixed it and we all good now, you know what I
That's what
mean?
I'm saying.
But before we get into anything like too serious on this podcast, let's I'm gonna go ahead and call it.
Yeah, I
All
because I'm probably gonna get yelled at right after this anyways.
Yeah, because we've gone over an hour.
It's been a cool hour and plus, bro.
Yeah, she gave him only an hour.
She gave me literally an hour,
And
so
it's been like an hour and a half.
because you got to remember we have technically two versions of this episode.
Yeah, because the first one was about 10 minutes. Like, the first one was about 10 minutes long. And
Oh my God.
something happened.
150 for that one.
Yeah,
150 for
150.
that one.
And I promise you won't regret that one.
Fuck no.
But,
The other one maybe isn't as much worth it.
yeah. I mean, it kind of is.
Honestly, I was about to say honestly, if you want to hear us yell at each other back and forth about who's a better fighter, then 100 for that one.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
We're
All right, let's go ahead and call it.
gonna get off of here.
Yes, sir.
One more shout out to the homie in Jordan.
Yeah, can't forget
Now
about that.
at the very end of it, look, she's literally texting me right now. Hold
Yeah.
on. I'm closing it off now.
Is everything bro
Okay.
the way you laughed like
Bro, because literally we were saying she was gonna text me, and she literally texted
yeah bro
me.
we were just saying like bro she gonna kill you
Yeah, bro. And then she texted me, like, "Speak of the devil, and she shall appear." Anyways, like I
yeah
said, homie and Jordan. Now that we're at the end of it, I will shout out the new viewers. We got some people in Germany. We got some people in the UK. What else was it?
I think that was it.
I think that was it too. Anyways. We appreciate every new listener. Show your friends. Don't show your family
Yeah.
because they're gonna look at you like you're weird if you show them. Don't
But
show your family.
hey, show
Show.
your friends, like show their friend, have your friends show their friends, bro. Get this thing out, bro, because I
Yeah.
promise you this, but not for the weak-minded.
Yeah, no.
Not for the sensitive
No.
people. Do not give it to the sensitive people.
Help
But
us entertain. That's
yeah.
all we want. We want to
Help.
entertain, we want to have fun.
Yeah, like spread it around, you know what I mean? Like get people listening to it. Let's get this bitch popping.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
Let's
saying?
all have
Hey,
fun
and like I
together.
said in the first fucking episode, no more spitting on the podcast.
How do you know
God,
I'm
nigga.
spitting? How do you know I'm
Cause
spitting?
I've heard you spit like fucking six times throughout this whole bitch. Fuck.
Oh
All right, seriously, we got to get off before I get in trouble, bro. I'm probably already in trouble, bro. All
right,
fuck. All right, guys, we'll see you.
Peace out. Till the next time.